Hello, welcome to 5 Minutes with Pastor Otin. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. If you have your Bibles with you, I want you to turn your Bible to John chapter 8, verse 23. Jesus said something remarkable. He was having a discourse with the Pharisees, and he said something remarkable I think you should see today. Verse 23, John 8, 23. And he said unto them, ye are from beneath, I am from above. Ye are of this world, I am not of this world. Hallelujah. He says, ye are from beneath. Now, he spoke to the Pharisees and said, you guys are from beneath. And he said, I am from above. And he said to them, ye are of this world, I am not of this world. Now, that is remarkable. For a man to say something like this is so remarkable. Jesus said concerning himself that he is not from this place. He is not of this place. He said, I hail from another place. I hail from a place called above. You know, and it's so remarkable that in John chapter 3, verse 3, when Jesus was having a discourse with Nicodemus, he said something similar. He said in John 3:3, he said, Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you. Now, this is Jesus talking to Nicodemus. He says, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Now, that is remarkable. He says, except a man be born again. Believe it or not, the word born again is derived from a Greek word which means to be born from above. Now, the Greek word is genao anoden. The word born is genao, again is aben. You see, and the word anoden actually means from above. So it could read like this: verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born from above, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Now, when you read in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23, the Bible emphatically makes us know that we are born again. When we see Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, you receive the life of God into you, and you become born again. And to be born again means to be born from above. Now, 1 Peter 1:23 says that being born again, it says we are born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible. Hallelujah. Then it says, by the word of God that lives and abides forever. So we are born again. We are born from above. So we can say exactly what Jesus said. Jesus said, I am not of this world. He says, ye are of this world, but I am not of this world. He told them, ye are from beneath, but I am from above. Oh, hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, we come from another place. We are from above. And above actually means heaven. You know, Jesus was talking to Nicodemus in John chapter 3, like I was telling you. And in verse 13, he says something remarkable. Again, he said, and no man has ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. You see, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. Jesus was sitting here on earth, but he said he was from heaven. He says, no man has ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. Now, above means heaven. The word anoden also means heaven. It means above, it means heaven. You see, so to be born again means to be born from above. And you must remind yourself continuously of where you have come from. You must remember from whence you have come. You must know who you are. I want you to move around today telling yourself that I'm from above. Just as Jesus said, I am not of this world. I don't belong in this world. I belong to another kingdom, a higher kingdom, higher life. Oh, hallelujah. I love what Jesus said so much. He said, ye are from this world, but I am not from this world. Ye are from beneath, but I am from above. I am from above. Then in John chapter 18 verse 36, he says something remarkable too, as well. He said in John 18:36, he says, Jesus answered, my kingdom, now this is Jesus talking to Pilate. He said, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence. We come from a higher kingdom. A kingdom that is higher than any of the kingdoms of this world. A kingdom that is higher than Ghana, than Nigeria, higher than America, higher than UK, higher than every single kingdom in this world. We come from a higher kingdom. And that is where you and I can come from. Hallelujah. So go through today saying to yourself, I am from above. I am from above. I'm not of this world. I'm from above. I'm from a higher place. A place full of greatness. A place full of increase. A place full of power. I am not of this world. Brothers and sisters, we are not of this world. Oh, hallelujah. Well, this is all I have to share with you today. I'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, I love you very much. God bless you. Bye-bye.